Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Share. I hope everybody is well. So we are going to get right into our learning. We are learning, as always, the Zecher and the Yivui Nishmas and Meir in front. Meir and Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May the Neshama Meir Zuchus, continuous Aliyah, and the Meir of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening, Be'ezras Hashem. And we thank the front family very much for their unwavering, really dedicated commitment to the Divrei Torah that we share. Zecher Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaShalom. So last time we started the topic of Tefillah, if you remember, we had a very beautiful piece by Lord Jonathan Sacks connecting the Mishkan to the Beis Knesset. And the reason we started this section is because the subheading where we began last week is called contemplation when going to tefillah. So just like we spoke about contemplation when eating and being mindful when eating, the same is true about tefillah in this new section that we started, that we must have contemplation when we pray. And he spoke about if a person doesn't want to get out of bed, the reality is Hashem, I want to stay in bed. And we quoted the Mishnah Berurah, but you want me to get out. My ratzon is that I ultimately want to do your ratzon. So I thought it was a perfect time. It was extremely interesting that we started tefillah specifically last week. First of all, it was the parsha of the Mishkan, it was Parshas Truma, and the beautiful Esrei Dibra by Sacks, but also now it is Erev Purim. Of course, we are less than a week away from the Yom Tov of Purim, so what I want to do with you is go through a very beautiful medrash together about the tefillah of Mordechai and the tefillah of Esther as they faced annihilation. I posted it on the chat. I don't know if anyone's interested in printing that for themselves or you just want to follow along. Whatever it is, that's fine. So the Megillah finds us in, before we get to the medrash, finds us in Perek Dalet. Okay, Vashti has been killed. There was a big party. Vashti didn't come. Ahasuerus had her killed. He gets lonely. They do a whole beauty pageant. There's a search for the new queen of all the maidens in 127 provinces. Queen Esther is chosen to be the new queen. Mordechai told her, don't tell your background, your nation, your religion. She keeps quiet. Haman does not like Mordechai because Mordechai lo yechra v'lo yishtachavem. Mordechai won't bow down and will prostrate before Haman. Haman is filled with rage. Haman thinks it is cheap in his eyes to only take revenge against Mordechai. He has a great idea. He's going to take revenge against the entire nation of Mordechai. Why should he just take revenge against one person if he could work out a plot to kill all of the Jews? He comes to a meeting with Ahasuerus. He offers to pay him 10,000 talents of silver. Ahasuerus says, "Akesef nasunach, keep the money. I don't even want the money. Amla sobo katob beinecha, do whatever you want with the people." The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah that it is like two people: one who had a mound, M-O-U-N-D, a pile, a heap, in the field, and his neighbor had a ditch in his field. And the one who has the mound says, "How am I going to get rid of this dirt?" And the one who has the ditch says, "How am I going to fill the hole?" They finally realize, their neighbors, this is a great idea. You'll take my dirt, you'll get rid of my mound, you'll fill your ditch, you'll get rid of your hole. Both Haman and Ahasuerus wanted to get rid of the Jews. Both of them said, what are we going to do with these people? They worked together and they came up with the perfect plan. So they come up with a plan, and in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we are told, Lahashmi la'aru ga'alat u'la'abedis kol ha'yuhudim. Every Jew, Meinar Vadzakein, youth to elderly, Taf Venashim, little babies to women, will be annihilated in the coming year in Chodesh Adar on the 13th of the month. The king and Haman sat down to have a drink, and the city of Shushan was perplexed. Now Mordechai knows what happens. He goes through the city streets, he tears kriya, he tears his garments, he puts on sackcloth and ashes, and he goes out in the middle of the streets and he lets out a great and bitter cry. He sends word to Esther in the palace. Esther doesn't know what happened. She asks Hasach, Amazev, Amazev, why is Mordechai sitting in the palace, the gates of the palace, in sackcloth and ashes? You're not allowed to come like this. Mordechai sends word through Hasach, who the Targum on the Megillah says is Daniel, about what happened and the edict that has been given in Shushan Habira. So Mordechai says to Esther, Ulahagidah. Mordechai sends a message to Esther, Ulitzavos Aleha, Lavo Ala Melech. He commands upon her to go to the king, Lihischanein Lo, to beseech before him. Trina is one type of prayer, V'aschanan al Hashem u'levakish mefanav alama. She has to beg for her nation before him. And Hasach comes and he tells Esther that Mordechai said he got to go to the king. So Esther says back to Hasach to command to Mordechai all the servants of the king and every nation and all the provinces of the kingdom know that every man and woman who comes to the king into the inner chambers, if he has not been called, there is one law, lehamit, he will be put to death. Only the exception is if the king will stick out his golden scepter, then he will live. And I have not been called for 30 days, so surely he's going to call me soon. Do I have to put my life on the line? So Mordechai is told the words of Esther. And Mordechai sends back a message to Esther. Al tadami b'nafshechli malei beit ha-melech mikol ha-yudim. Do not think you will escape with your life. Do not remain silent with your soul to think you can escape in the palace of the king from all the other Jews. You don't have protection. When they come for one, they come for all. History has proven time and again that when they come for one, they come for all. From the palace queen to the pauper, they do not distinguish between Jews. If you persist in your silence at this time, deliverance and salvation shall stand for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will disappear into the mists of history. And who knows, maybe it is for this exact time that you have been made queen. There's a beautiful medrash that's very short, which is why I didn't put it on the handout for you. I'm just going to tell it to you. It's the medrash right before the one we're going to be looking at. Why does he say ki im hacharish tacharishi? If you are silent, meaning if you're deaf at this time, if you're deaf, meaning if you turn your ear and you think, I'm going to escape in the palace and I'm not going to help the plight of my fellow Jews. Why is there a double lashon, a double language? Im hacharish tacharishi. So the medrash says, im tishtiki, it's medrash Esther Rabba, parsha ches simen vav. Im tishtiki achshav, if you are silent now, shelo lelamed sanegoria al umaseich, you did not mount a defense for your nation, so feich lishtok la'asidavo. They're going to have nothing to say when you stand before the Beis Din Shel Emes and the Yeshiva Shel Mala. If you choose to be silent now, then in the future you will be silent when you're called before God after 120 years. And they ask you up there in those courts, so why didn't you do anything? You will have nothing to say. Ve'enach pitchon peh. You will not even be able to open your mouth. Lemash at yichola la'asot tova b'yamayich v'lo asi. You could have done good in your days and you did not do so. If you're silent in this world, he was saying to her, you will be silent in the next world. Such a powerful Musar Haskel when we think about our actions down here. Every action down here, we will be questioned up there. Im hachareish tacharishi. If hachareish, if you're silent in Olam Hasa, you turn away, you don't rise to the occasion, tacharishi. In the next world, you're going to be silent. When they say, why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? You will have nothing to say. Reinach pitchon peh, you won't even be able to open your mouth. Pitchon is liftoach, peh is your mouth. You won't even be able to open your mouth. Lama sh'ay yichol laso tova b'yamayich v'lo asit. You could have done good during your lifetime. Why didn't you do so? What are you going to say? Nothing. Uma atzvura. What are you so certain, Esther? Shall kosh baruch hu maniach es Yisrael? Do you think God will abandon Israel? Mikol mako ma'amid lahem goel. Whether it's through you or someone else, God's going to redeem us. But you're the one who's going to lose out. Hadahu dichtiv ravach vatzal yamod the yehud mi makom acher. Like the pasuk says, salvation and deliverance will come to the Jews from another place. So that's a double lashon of hachareish tacharishi. If you persist in your silence, if you're silent in olam haza, you will be silent in olam haba. You will not have any excuse or any answer when the heavenly tribunal says, why didn't you come to the defense of your fellow Jews? You will have nothing to say. And when she hears this, she agrees, because the very next pasuk tells us, after that pasuk, after Mordechai's musar to her, really, and rousing her, Vatomer Esther Lashiva Mordechai, Esther says to send back word to Mordechai, Leich Kenos es kol ha-yudim hanim tzim b'shushan. So now she says, go and gather all the Jews who are found in Shushan. Vitsumu alai, this is why Monday's a fast day, it's Tainis Esther. Vitsumu alai, fast for me. Val tochu val tishtu shloshes yamim, and do not eat and do not drink for 3 days. Laila v'yam, night and day. Gaman even our asayat tzum kain. So Esther was fasting as well. Esther's fasting, her maidens are fasting, the entire Shushan is going to be fasting. And like this, I will come to the king. Ashelo kadas, it's against the law. Kasher avadati avadati. And if I shall perish, then I shall perish. And Mordechai went and he did everything that Esther commanded him. Okay, so after he gives her that strong speech about Musa, really, a Musa for, what are you going to say in the next world? And Taka, what are we going to say in the next world? So she realizes the time is now. There's no time like the present. It's incumbent upon her. And she commands everyone in Shushan to fast. No eating, no drinking for 3 days. She is also going to fast. And the tiniest that we fast, Bezos Hashem, this coming Yom Sheni, is known as tiniest Esther, to remember her fast, and her maidens were fast as well. So now we're going to go to a very, very beautiful Midrash that I posted on the chat for you. If you are interested in printing or following along, I don't know. If you're not, you could just listen. It was in case anyone was interested. In 1 second. Could you see my handwriting on the top and then over here? Yes, you could? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so what I'm going to do is use a... 1 second. Oh, I don't have it here on this one. 1 second. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, in my Zoom account, this is a Shari Zoom account, I have a pointer. I don't have an option here to make annotations on my screen. That's interesting. Okay. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I have a pointer under my Zoom account, and here I say I don't have it. So I can't use my pointer. So you're just either going to follow if you print it up, or follow on your phones, or follow on my screen. So this is Midrash Esther Rabbah, Parsha Chas, Siman Zayin. Okay? And it's on the Pasuk. Vatomer Esther lahashiv al Mordechai. Leich kros es kol yudim hanim tzeim beshushan v'tzumu alai v'al tocho atishtu shloshes yamim. Okay, if you're not on the notification chat for the Shir group, just reach out to me, please, after Shir. I don't have time to do it now, but I'm happy to add you, no problem. Okay. Vatomer Esther lahashiv al Mordechai. So Esther sends back word to Mordechai. Amar lo. She said to him, now I'm quoting the Midrash, go and gather all the Jews who are found in Shushan and fast for me. Do not eat and do not drink for 3 days. Okay. What were these 3 days that they were not allowed to eat and drink? So what were these 3 days? Eluhain, yeah. Yud Gimel, the Midrash says, Yud Gimel v'yud Dalet v'tesvav b'nisan. The 13th. Well, they were in all Pesach, but yeah, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet is the day you do the Korban Pesach. Now they're in Galus. This is post Korban Bayis Rishon, but it's Erev Pesach, and then Tesvav is Pesach. So she's telling to fast Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav Benisan. That's when they have to fast. Shalachla. So Mordechai sends a message back to Esther. So what did she just say? Listen, you also have to remember something very important. She said we have to fast now, right? Yud Gimel Yud Dal Tesvav B'Nisan. But the thing is, the decree of annihilation is not till when? The next Adar. The 13th of the next Adar. That's in a year. In a year. So his initial reaction, like you're going to see, is why do we have to fast now if we're going to be... Okay, I understand it's an emergency. He's the one who told her she has to go to the king. So we understand that we have to go to the king. We have to take care of this. But why do we have to fast on Pesach if we're supposed to be destroyed the following Adar? And that's exactly what he says to her. Shalach la, he says to her, V'harei b'hem yom rishon shal Pesach. Esther, what are you saying? The first day of Pesach, Yudal Be'erev is Leil Seder, and Tesvav is Chag HaPesach. Now, we're not allowed to fast on a Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast on a Shabbos. You have to eat, and on Pesach, never mind that you have to eat, there are so many foods associated with certain symbolisms. I remember there in the aftermath of Korban Bayis Rishon, there's the matzah, there's the maror, they don't have Korban Pesach anymore, there's the karpus in salty water, there's the arba kosos, kenega the argo lashonos gu'ula. So she says, he says to her, okay, I told you you'd go to the king, but Davka, now you're going to make a fast day? Amrlo. So what did she answer back to him? She answered so smartly, Zakein Shabi Yisrael, the elder of Israel. She addresses him like saying like the Gadol Adar. It's a term of respect. Zakein Shabi Yisrael, the elder of Israel. Lama hu Pesach. What is the point of Pesach? What was she saying, Lama hu Pesach? So the Ma'anes Kuhuna says, you see my note says Ma'anes Kuhuna, I'm going to quote it to you, commentary to the Medrash. What is her answer? Her answer is Lama hu Pesach. What does that mean? Why is there Pesach? Klomer, Lamin itstava, Rak Yisrael. I'm quoting the Ma'anes Kuhuna, the commentary to the Medrash, to explain what her answer of Lama hu Pesach means. It's noisy.
Do you want me to close the door?
I don't hear. Is it noisy?
It's not bothering me.
It's not bothering me. Is the noise from the hallway bothering you, ladies? They don't hear it either. They're saying, okay, fine. I don't hear. Okay. Lamu Pesach Klomer Lefi Lemish Nitzava Rak Yisrael. What she's saying is Pesach. Who is Pesach commanded to? It was commanded to Israel. V'im Chas V'Shalom Yitbatlu. And if God forbid, Klal Yisrael is Mevatel. If there's Bittul, forget Bittul Chametz. If there's Bittul Klal Yisrael, we're nullified. Pesach ma tehe alav. What's going to happen to Pesach? Very nice, you're worried about Pesach, but if there's no Klal Yisrael, forgot Pesach. There's no Pesach. Mutav, and this is the Manas Kuhuna, she was explaining, Mutav sheyichalulu Pesach echad, kidei the kayim psachim harbe. It is worth it. It's true, we're going to be mechal Pesach, and you're not supposed to do that, but it's worth it to be mechal one Pesach, to profane with fasting one Pesach, kidei the kayim psachim harbe, in order that in the future we'll be able to keep many Pesachs, and therefore, and the Manas Kuna says that that's how it's brought down in the Yalkut. So the Yalkut Shimoni explains what she was saying is, who is commanded to keep Pesach, if not Israel? And if Chas V'Sham, Klal Yisrael is nullified and obliterated, what's the point of Pesach? There's going to be no Pesach. Mutav sheichalu Pesach achad kadei lekayim Pesachim harbe. That's the Manas Kuna. So that was her answer to him. Miyad shamad Mordechai. Immediately Mordechai heard. V'hoda lidvara. This is a tremendous sign of godless. V'hoda lidvara like Yehuda. Okay. Yehuda has a number of reasons why he's called Yehuda. One is what his mother says, 29:35. When she has in Bereishis, Perachav Tas Pesach Lamehei, when Leah gives birth to the Yehuda, and what she famously says is Hapam Oda Es Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. Al Ken Kar Shemar Yehuda. So Yehuda means to give thanks on why we are called Yehudim. But to be Moda Al Ha'emes is one of the traits in Pirkei Avos. It's one of the 48 traits in Pirkei Avos by which Torah is acquired. And that doesn't only mean to give thanks for the truth; it means to admit. A Talmud Chacham, a Gadol B'Yisrael, a Jew has to be able to admit the truth, to admit when they're right, to admit when they're wrong, to admit what the truth is. So what you see here, a tremendous sign of Mordechai's humility and leadership. She's giving him, first he gave her a Masur and she accepted it. And then she said to him, listen, you're wrong. I don't care if you're the Gadol B'Yisrael, and I don't care if you're the Posek Hadar. We have to fast on Pesach. Miyad hoda lidvareha. And therefore, immediately, Shama Mordechai. Mordechai heard. He accepted her words, v'hola dvareha, and he was maskim. He admitted, you're right, and I was wrong. Hada hu dichtiv, and that's what the Pasuk says. Vayavar Mordechai, vayasku chal shir tzivta alav Esther. And now Mordechai went, and he did what everything that Esther commanded. Rav Soloveitchik notes in his Megillah, his commentary to the Megillah, that at this point, leadership is changing. This is the until now, Esther's been listening to Mordechai. Mordechai told Esther not to tell her nation. Mordechai sent messages to Esther. Mordechai said, Big Son and Sharish want to kill the king. Esther delivered the message. At this point, at the end of Perek Dal, things change. Vayavar Mordechai, and Mordechai passed away, and Mordechai went. Vayaz kechal shir tziv tal of Esther. Now he did everything that she commanded him to do. So now we see that leadership has changed, if you will, and now she, Esther, is determining the course of action. Taman Avrin Shavir Yom Tov Shal Pesach B'Tanis. And Taka, what did we just say? Shavir Yom Tov Shal Pesach B'Tanis. They were fasting. They spent the festival of Pesach in a fast day. Val also Tzara. So why am I bringing this Medrash? Besides for the fact that it's Erev Purim and it's nice to learn in Yoni Deyoma. No, that's not why Stam chose it for this year. I chose it for this year because we're up to the section in our Sefer about mindfulness in prayer. We began the section last week. We're specifically talking about Tefillah. So this Medrash is such a beautiful... The Medrash always fills in. We have the text. We have Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. And then that's the Pshat, and that's the Psukim. And then we have all the Mefarshim, the Midrashim, the Ma'amrei Chazal that elaborate on the text and fill in the blanks. So when she says, Leich Knosis Kol HaYehudim, go gather all the Jews, we touched upon it last time, because Beis Knesses, Leich Knos, the Beis Knesses is a place where we gather, and she said, go gather. So what were they doing? Were they just fasting for 3 days? It was actually became Yemei Tefillah. It was a time and days of prayer. So let's look. While also Tzara, I'm at the first wide line. It's so strange that there's no way to have the pointer in this Zoom account. Okay. I don't know. I'm in the first wide line here. Va'al oso tsar va'yitpala Mordechai el Hashem v'yomer. Over this tsara, over this disaster, va'yitpalal Mordechai, va'yitpala Mordechai, Mordechai daven. And he said, Gali v'idu lifnei kisei kivodacha. It is revealed and known. So even though the name of Hashem is not mentioned in the whole Megillah, it's very famous that this is a time of Hester Panim, we're not saying that. The Gemara says in Chul and Kufla Metes Amar Beis, that the time of Esther Malka and Mordechai Tzadik was Hester Panim, God's face was hidden. Nevertheless, like my grandfather writes in his memoirs, they gathered in the barracks so Ne'ilah could be prayed with a quorum. All of us together pleaded vigorously for help. So even though God's face was absent, they thought they were all going to be destroyed, the Jew always relies on tefillah, hakol kol Yaakov. Galui v'idu lefnei kisei kevodacha adon ha'olamim. It is revealed and known before you. My arrow is moving. What arrow? I'm not making an arrow. Oh, you mean my, oh, you do see my mouse moving? Oh, okay, fine. Okay, good. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you for telling me. Galui v'idu lefnei, so you can see where I'm up to? Okay, good. Thank you. It is known and revealed before your holy throne, your throne of glory, the master of all worlds. How did this whole thing begin? Why was Haman so mad at the Jews in the first place? Because everyone in the palace gates bowed down to Haman, the prime minister, when he walked through the gates of the palace. And the only one who didn't bow down was Mordechai. So why did Mordechai not bow down? Mordechai is going to explain here why he didn't bow down. He's explained to the Ribbono Shel Olam, do you think it's because of haughtiness of heart and uplifted eyes? I did what I did, that I not, did not bow down to Haman. I was teaching earlier today in a different shiur, a very important piece. Rav Soloveitchik says it is a mistake to think that it was Mordechai's refusal to bow down that stirred the wrath of Haman. And that's a very powerful and important statement. For millennia, when the Jews were living in foreign lands, when the Crusaders came through Germany in the 10 and 1100s, and then when we were kicked out of England in the 1200s, and then kicked out of Spain in the 1400s, and then the Chelminski Massacre, 1648 to 1649, and then we were in Lithuania and Poland and Greece and Romania and Hungary and Germany in the mid-1900s. Everywhere we went, they said, you're in our land, get out of our land. You don't belong here. And then when we go to our land, what do they say? When we're in their lands, what do they say? Get out, you're in our lands. And we're in our land, what do they say?
We want your land.
Get out, you're in our lands. When the Jews are poor, they say we're leeches on society. When the Jews are wealthy, they say we control the government. Where can the Jew go and what can the Jew do? Rav Soloveitchik says it's a mistake to think that Haman's wrath was stirred by Mordechai's refusal to bow down. If that was correct, he would have taken out his anger on Mordechai alone. Okay, so sometimes a person gets into a fight with somebody else. It's not right. We should learn to forgive and move on. But if you have a fight with one person, so you're mad at that person. But in this case, it's very clear that he wants to take out his wrath on the person in province 62 and 49 and 107. You think they even knew there was no WhatsApp and there was no status and there's no Instagram. You think they even knew in province 110 that Mordechai, one Jew, didn't bow down to Haman? Says Rav Soloveitchik, what did Haman have to do with those Jews? He didn't even know those Jews. He had nothing to do with those Jews. Why do you want to kill the Jews in province 35 and 38 and 26 and 14? You have nothing to do with them. If you're really mad at Mordechai alone, so take out your wrath on Mordechai alone. It's not nice. But sometimes people get into fights, unfortunately. But the fact that he, vayives be'enav l'shloach yad, it was cheap in his eyes, it was worthless in his eyes to take his wrath on Mordechai alone. Why? Because this wasn't about one individual, it was about annihilating the Jewish nation. Why? Because halacha b'yidu she'esav son of Yaakov. By the way, keep in mind that Esav is Amalek's grandfather. Esav, Paraklam of Avabrishas, Eliphaz and Amalek. So just like Esav, halacha b'yidu she'esav son of Yaakov, halacha b'yidu she'amalek son of Yaakov. So Mordechai is saying here, did my refusal to bow down cause this whole eruption of anti-Semitism? It's just an excuse. It's an excuse for why they don't like this. No, that's not why. Why? I saw in one place, I couldn't believe it. I saw I think it may have been on Times of Israel, according to preliminary reports, at least one terrorist on Route 60 who killed the Yaniv brothers, I don't know. He was hanging onto the car window. I guess they realized what was happening. Maybe they were trying to speed up. He was hanging onto the car window. Maybe he couldn't get out his gun fast enough. They were obviously unarmed before he shot them at point blank range. So if we're in their lands, it's not good. You're in our lands. And if we're in our land, it's also not good. And if we have money, it's not good. We're controlling. And if we don't have money, we're leeches. So Mordechai says, hello. What were they asking?
If there's a scheduled class in here.
Oh.
There's a scheduled class downstairs and a scheduled class up here. They've got
okay.
Marv at 9:15, but
okay.
They have another.
Right, Meretz Hashem. Kilomi gavu slave umeirum ayin asisi asherlerus tachavisi lehaman. So Mordechai says very clearly, Ribono sha'olam, it is revealed and known before your throne of glory, the master of all worlds, not from haughtiness of heart and elevated eyes. It's not because I'm egotistical maniac who wants power. I did what I did, that I did not prostrate before Haman. Ki im yirascha pa'alti zos. Why? Only because I fear you, Hashem. I have Yiras Shamayim. Therefore, I acted in this way. Levilti hishtach voslo. That's the only reason I didn't bow down. It wasn't from Mordechai's own cover. This wasn't a fight between two powers who want cover. Haman wants cover. Haman clearly wants cover. And Mordechai wants cover. No, that's not why. This wasn't a battle of who's stronger and who's more powerful and who's going to get more covered in the kingdom. The only reason I didn't bow down to him is mi yirascha pa'alti zos, because Hashem, I have yirashamayim. I have reverence for heaven, for you. And therefore, the vilti yishtachava, so I didn't bow down. Ki yareisi mi panecha. I wasn't afraid of Haman. I wasn't afraid of him, or his power, or his taba'as, or the cross around his neck. Yareisi mi panecha. I know there was no cross yet. The Gemara says he had a Avodah Zarah around his neck. Ki yareisi mi panecha. I was afraid only from before you. And it really ties in so nicely to our learning. Because all these weeks, couple of months, we've been talking about Ritzoneinu la'aso Ritzoncha. Our will is to do your will. And that's what Mordechai is saying. I'm not afraid of Haman. He's a Basar Vadam. He is here today and gone tomorrow. Yareisi mi panecha. Levilti teis kivodcha la'basar Vadam. I was afraid of you, Hashem. I had reverence for you. I did not want to give the kavod that is coming to you, the Ribbon Hashem, the Kol Yachol, the All Eba. Only to God is kavod. It's the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, everything God created in this world, lo bara ele l'kvodo. He only created for the kavod of the Ribbono shel Olam, for himself. And therefore, I wasn't going to give the kavod that's coming to you to the kavod tabasar b'dam. V'lo ratzisi l'shtachavos l'zulasecha. Every day in Zereshman Esrei, multiple times in our davening, there are times when we have to bow down, including in Aleinu. I did not want to bow down to anyone besides for you. So it wasn't about a battle of who's more powerful, who's more distinguished, who does the king like better, who is going to have more honor. It's about God's honor. And that's why I didn't act in the way I did. Ki mi ani asher lo ishtachav el haman al tshuas amcha Yisrael. If I really believed, this is also a very powerful comment to today's times, who am I not to prostrate to Haman for the salvation of your nation Israel? How low would I go to save the Jews? Ki lochei chayisi mina'al raglav. I would lick the shoes on his feet if it meant saving your people. So what's he saying? If I was a way to save your people, of course I would bow down to him. If I believed that I could save your people by bowing down, then I would go to the White House lawn and I would get the Nobel Peace Prize and I would shake hands with Amalek. That's who Haman was. If I believed it was going to save your people. Did it save any Jews? When you bow down to the enemy, when you prostrate before Amalek, when you shake hands and you get a Nobel Peace Prize, does it save them? Any Jews saved? Go tell that to the Yaniv parents. Go tell that to the family of Ilan Ganelis. To the Paley brothers, their family. If I believed, Mordechai says, that bowing down to Haman would save your people, of course I would bow down to Haman. Who am I not to bow down to Haman? Who am I would lick the soles of his feet, the shoes on his feet, if I believed it would save a Jew? By giving glory and honor to Amalek doesn't save the Jews. The Jews gives glory and honor to Amalek. And ultimately, they will keep coming to kill us. Sadly, we sometimes don't learn from history. Oh, it scared me. Oh, if you printed this at a Seamus, so be careful. Now that he explains that, in case you thought it was from Mordechai's kavod, this has nothing to do with his kavod. And so now, Hashem, save me from his hand. Remember, this is the tefillah of Mordechai. V'yipol b'shachas asher kara. Let him fall into the pit that he dug. V'yilached b'rashas asher taman. Let him be ensnared by the net that he cast. L'ragle chasidacha. He cast a net and dug a pit to ensnare the feet of your pious ones. Let that very net come back and haunt him. By the way, it did. Because Mida Kenegar Mida, Haman prepared the gallows for Mordechai. But ultimately, who was hung on the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordechai? Haman was hung on the gallows that Haman prepared for Mordechai. So Mordechai's tefillah is answered. He specifically asked that he should fall into the pit that he dug, and he should be ensnared in the trap that he cast for the pious ones, for the feet of your pious ones. V'yeda hamargis hazeh, ki lo shachachta havtachashiv tachtanu. Let this wicked one, let this evil one know, God, that you have not forgotten the promise you promised us. What's the promise Hashem promised us? You know, I when I saw the name Monday, I took time, which we all don't have enough of. Maybe some of you find you have enough, then I'm not using my time, I don't know. But I did take time, about 45 minutes, and I watched a lot of the Levaya, the double Levayas on Har Herzl. You can go online, it's on YouTube, and you can watch, it was on the link on one of the Jewish websites, and you can watch the double Levayas of Halal Menachem and Yagal Yaakov, the two brothers who were murdered at Point Blank Range on Sunday, 21 and 19. I don't know if anyone saw it. It's very kedai to go online. And one of the Hespedim of Lau spoke, Rav Davidau, and the Rishon Letzion, Rav Shlomo Amar spoke. Rav from Har Bracha, which is the community where the family lives, spoke. So while he was speaking, he was quoting the pasuk from Tehillim Chav Gimel, Mizmor David Hashem Ro'i Lo Echzar, Gam Ki Elech Begeit Salmeves Lo Iru Aki Atei Medi. Even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for you are with me. And spontaneously, it's not planned. If you could really go online, I'm happy to send you the link. It's at, start watching at about a minute. Not a minute, at an hour. And all of a sudden, there are hundreds of people there. And all of a sudden, spontaneously, Malki Feldman, you watch Levaya also, everyone starts singing. They have two fresh graves in front of them, and the family sitting in the front row. The younger brother was very, very difficult to watch. It's a very, very difficult month of, with no words. And all of a sudden, everyone starts singing together, not planned. And he stops the hesped, obviously. And you see the mishtara. There was like hatsala there. And mishtara and soldiers, and even one of the officers who I'm sure sees so much, unfortunately, was wiping his eyes. They're all singing together. Even when I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for you are with me. If you can go online and watch it, it's really very kedai to see.
Can you send
one second.
Email?
I'm saying the wrong word. Thank you so much.
Michal,
can you send prostrate. I'm saying the wrong word. Thank you very much. What did you say?
Can you send us the link?
I can't hear.
Send us the link.
I should post it on the link? Post the link on the group. That's a very good idea. Don't everyone email me. Thank you. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't have
it. So, and then today at the... Oh my gosh, I have to stop telling you the extra things. I just looked at the time. What I was going to tell you is that there was a message on my phone today from a woman who I'm quite friends with at the Nautilus. She's much younger than some of the other population there. She's in about her early to mid-70s. And she left me a message on my phone this morning saying, could you please dedicate the lecture? It was my cousin's son who was killed on Monday. So when I got there, I said, Nancy, what was the connection? They have the same last name. Ilan Ganelis was killed on Monday. She said it was her uncle's grandson, her father's brother, her first cousin, father's brother's son. Son. What does Mordechai say to Hashem? Let the nations of the world know that you have not forgotten us. Hashem, don't let them think you've forgotten us. What did you say to us in the Kolos? Bechukosa, you end the clause with telling us, "V'af gam zos biosam beretz oivehem, lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim, lachalosam lafer b'risitam ki ani Hashem Elokeim." Mordechai says, "Ribono Shalom, what about your kavod? What about your nation? And you promised us," Mordechai says, "that even this, where in their land, when they are in the lands of their enemies, I will not reject them. I will not utterly despise them to finish them off, to annul my covenant, because I am Hashem." And so this is Mordechai's tefillah. First, he humbles himself and he explains that it was never because of his gaiva. It wasn't because of his honor. It was because of Hashem's honor. Then he says, "Who am I? If it was for your honor to save the Jews, of course I would have bowed down. I would have licked the shoes on his feet if I believed it would have saved one Jew." Like history has proven to us, trying to appease Amalek never brings us any success. And finally, the third nekuda of his tefillah is he says, "Ribono Sha'olam, why should the nations of the world think that you have abandoned us?" Next, Ma'asa Mordechai, what did he do? Ki beitz es hatinokos, v'ina osa milechem umayim. So who was fasting, who was davening? Mordechai gathered the young children, and he deprived them of bread and water. V'hibishon sak v'oshivam be'efer. He gave them sackcloth. They sat in the dust. V'hayut so'akim uvochin v'oskim b'tarim. What were the children doing? They were also davening. They were crying out. They were calling out. They were crying. And they were being osek. They were involved in Torah. So Mordechai, we have the Medrash tells us Mordechai's tefillah. And the Medrash tells us that he went to gather all the children, and they too were fasting. They were wearing sackcloth and ashes. They were also davening and crying and being involved in Torah. And what about Esther Hamalka? At that time, Esther was very afraid, because of the wicked evil that had sprouted in Israel. Remember, it came out of nowhere. 5 minutes ago, the Medrash says, 5 minutes ago, say 18, not really, a few years ago, 18,500 Jews were partying at the party of the king. Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, Siman Yud Gimel. Mordechai cried to the Jews, "Don't go to the party. It's only to make a prosecutor against you, and they went. Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, Siman Yud Gimel. 18,500 Jews. The Medrash says a buffet, which I'm not going to turn and read to you inside because we're really running out of time. But they all went to party. So at 1 second, they're all accepted in the highest echelons of power in the society of Parasamadai. And all of a sudden, this evil sprouted in Israel. She too, Esther, stripped herself of her royal garments and her garments of glory, and she put on sackcloth as well. She let down her hair. So Mordechai's in sack ve'efer. The children are in sackcloth and ashes, and so is Queen Esther, who takes off her royal garments. She afflicted her soul with fasting. So all the elements of tefillah from all the main named characters, and we assume that the non-named characters, how many names do we know of the Jews in this time of the story? Two. Esther and Mordechai. Everyone else is anonymous. So the Medrash tells us his tefillah, the tefillah of the children, and her tefillah. And what was Esther Hamalka's tefillah? She fell on her face. She is fasting. She's with sackcloth and ashes. She removes her royal garments. Vatit palal. She also davens. Vatomer. And she said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem, the God of Israel, Hashem Meshaltim Yimei Kedem Ubarasa Olam. You have been ruler from before time. You created this whole world. Azorna Amascha. Just please help me. Help your maidservant. Asher Nisharti Yisoma Bli Avaim. I am a Yesoma. I am an orphan. Presumably her parents were killed during the Churban, during the Galus. I have been bereft. I am all alone. I do not have a father or a mother. The famous story of Count Potocki and the Graf, who ended up in jail. He converted. They found him. Someone from the Jewish community told on him. He was put in jail. And the night before his execution, you know the famous story? What?
Abram,
okay, my son went to his palace in Poland. I said, "Oh my gosh, The Vilna Gaon went to see him, and he was crying. Why are you crying? He said, because I have no father, I have no mother. I will be all alone in the Olam HaEmes. And the answer was, Hashem says, Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron. I am first one who has no father. I am last one who has no mother. You will be with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Olam HaEmes. Nechamtani, nechamtani. And he was executed on the public square on the second day of Shavuos. So she says to him, here, I am alone, I am bereft, I don't have a father, I don't have a mother, I'm a yesoma, an orphan. Umeshul la'aniyah, sho alas mi bayis labayis. I am compared to mashal. It's like a parable, I'm like a poor person. I'm knocking from door to door. Kein anochi sho alas rachamecha, mechalon nechalon beveseh hashveyosh. God, I am asking for your mercy as I walk from window to window. I imagine her walking down, you know, some long hallway with those beautiful windows from the Middle Ages. What?
There's a hall of mirrors in Versailles. There's windows, and it goes on to, that's what I'm thinking of right now.
So that's what I imagine. I've never been to Versailles. So too, I ask for your mercy from window to window in the house of Achashverosh. V'at Hashem, and now God, Hatzlichona lo amascha ha'aniya hazos. Please, Hashem, save me. Make satzlicha, not save me. Make me successful. To your maidservant, this poor maidservant. V'hatzilana, there's hatzlichona and hatzilana. Don't only save me, don't only make me successful. Why am I going to you? What does she say? Just like Mordechai. Mordechai's tefillah wasn't for himself, and Mordechai's kavod was not for himself. Mordechai was to save the Jewish people. And that's what she says here. Give me hatzlacha, because why? I am simply a shaliach. Give me hatzlacha, the hatzila et son marisecha. And then please save the flock of your pasture. Min ha'oivim ha'elu, Asher kamu aleinu. I ask you if there's a more appropriate tefillah given the events out of Eretz Yisrael over the past couple of months. Neve Yaakov, the Ramat terror attack, Route 60, Route 90, Route 90 where Ilan Ganalis was killed. We've been there many times. You've been there many times, I'm sure. It's by the Dead Sea and Yericho Junction. Please, Hashem, save the flock, your pasture, your flock, from the enemies who have risen up against us. Nothing is holding you back, God. You could save the many, you could save the few, you're Hashem. You've been here, me and me, Kedam. There's nothing stopping you from saving us. If I don't have a father, she says, and I don't have a mother, you must be my father. You are the father of orphans. Amon na li amin ha yisoma hazos. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit, Tehillim 16:8. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit, most people don't know the end of the pasuk, we know the beginning of the pasuk. Ki imini bal ama. Hashem, I put Hashem before me always and consistently. On my right side, I shall not falter. Ki mini bal emor. On my right side, I shall not falter. So she says, stand by the right side of this yesoma herself. Stand by the right side of this orphan. It's interesting that she references to stand by the yamin, because when we meet Mordechai, what is he?
Yishimini.
Ah, exactly right. Yishihudi ayabashushan abirash 2:5. Ushmo Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. Oh, by the way, the whole pasuk is referring to tefillah. Mordechai ben Ya'ir, Sheheir Eine Yisrael B'tfila, ben Shimi, I don't have the Gemara with me, but Shimi, because Hashem heard his tefillas, ben Kish, he knocked on God's door with prayer. That's why he's called Mordechai ben Ya'ir, enlightened the eyes of Israel, ben Shimi, Hashem heard his tefillas, ben Kish, he knocked on the door of prayer, Yishimini. So he too is a Yemini. So perhaps a reference not only that he comes from Binyamin, which he does, but to the strength of having God at your right hand. Amod na li yamin ha'yosoma hazos. Please stand. Amod na li. Please stand by my right side, the right side of this orphan. Asher bechaste chavatcha. Clearly, in your kindness, asher bechaste, in your kindness, she trusts. I trust in your kindness. I know you're the kol yacha. She famously says, the Gemara tells us, Lamnatech al Ayalas HaShachar, who is the Ayalas HaShachar, Esther HaMalka. Not only does she daven this tefillah, which the Medrash so beautifully brings down, but she also davens Kapitel Chav Beis, Keli Keli, Lama Azavtani, Zukt Rav Shamsham for Al Hirsh, Al Tikri Lama Elo Lama. My God, for what purpose is my suffering? Rav Yisrael Meir Lau said at the Double Avaya, he said that Yaakov Avinu, when they brought the Ksonis home, Yaakov Avinu exclaimed, Tarof Taraf Bini, Chaya Ra Achlesu, Vayima Ein Lehitnachem. And Yisrael Meir Lao said, when there's two fresh graves before us, we refuse to be comforted. How could we be comforted? And Hashem, let the nations of the world see you have not abandoned us. Boys who are on their way to yeshiva, they're both going to their respective hezer yeshiva. So you're the father of orphans, stand by my right side of this orphan. Because in your kindness, I trust. Usna osi the rachamim lefnei ish. That's also a reference. What does Yaakov Avinu say to the Shvatim? V'kel shaka yitenechem rachamim lefnei ish. Usna osi the rachamim lefnei ish hazeh ki erasiv. It's so interesting. Why is it so interesting? I know our time's up, but why is it so interesting? Because Mordechai says, I'm not afraid. And Esther says, I am afraid. Mordechai says, I'm not afraid of him. I only have your Shemaim. I'm not afraid of Haman, who's here today and God tomorrow. He cannot wield power over me. But she says, Usna osi the rachamim lefnei ish. Please, God, grant me mercy before the man hazeh ki erasiv, because I'm afraid of him. V'hashpileyu lefanai ki ata mashpil geyim. And God, please cast him down, lower him down before me, because you are the ones who lower the haughty. Shabbos Parsha Zachar. We don't only remember Zachar Sosha Salacha Malik B'derach B'tzeis Chama Mitzrayim, but like I've quoted many times, Rav Chaim Brisker says that a Malik is anyone in any generation who rises up to kill us. I sometimes think it's so interesting that you have a mitzvah of Zachar, so Shara Sarachal and Malik, when it's quite difficult to forget them. Because unfortunately, a Malik does not let us forget that the evil that they plot against Israel exists in the world. But Ezra Hashem, just like Mordechai and Esther, and the Tino Kosha Beit Rabbanan, were saved in the merit of their heartfelt, compassionate Avodah Shebelev Tfilos, Halavai Be'ezra Hashem. And Megillah says, La'yudim ha'yisra'ar v'simcha v'sasam v'ikar, 8:16. We add, in Havdalah, Kain tia lanu. So the neshama of Merim Fron, Merim Bas Chaim Yitzhak, ala Hashem Shemeren on Aliyah, Yamalei Hashem, kol mishalus libenu le'tova, wish everybody a meaningful Shabbos, only besurs tovos, and be'ezos Hashem afreidich and perm. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov. Thank you.
You call?